If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. None of us is completely free from sin this side of heaven, but by God's grace, we can all make progress. And this verse tells us how.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today. And Colin, this is one of my favorite verses because I, like many other people, probably have had seasons in life where you know that you've sinned and you're kind of just wrestling with this idea of, could God really forgive me for all the sins that I've committed against Him? And you maybe even kind of have this cloud of doubt that hangs over that question right there. And it sounds like we're going to be touching on that in today's program.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you describe is especially the case where we've fallen into the same kind of sin on too many occasions. And the sense is, I need to do better than this. And why am I not doing so? And the word progress, I think, is wonderfully encouraging. That no Christian this side of heaven is ever going to come to a kind of sinless perfection. But the word progress is used in the Bible. Paul speaks to Timothy about living in such a way that all will see your progress. That's the thing to go after. I'm not yet where I want to be, but by the grace of God and through the cleansing power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not where I used to be either. Progress is possible, and that's the encouragement that we're going to look for from the scripture together today.
Well, open your Bible and join us in 1 John chapter 1 as we continue a message called Assurance Grows as You Confess Your Sins. Here's Pastor Colin.
I want us to look at verse 9. One of the most wonderful verses in all of the Bible, and for us to try and just take it in and for it to do us good today. If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. None of us is completely free from sin this side of heaven, but by God's grace, we can all make progress. And this verse tells us how. If we confess our sins. Now, notice that the word sins here is plural. He does not say if we confess our sin. He says if we confess our sins, plural. So the confession that he's talking about here is more than admitting that we are sinners. I mean, that's very easy to do. Oh, yes, we're all sinners. It can actually be very comforting just to say that. Oh, yes, I sign up on that. We all have our stuff, you know. We're all dealing with our stuff. And then to do very little about it at all. John's not talking about a general admitting that we are sinners. He's talking about something much clearer and more definite than that. You don't make progress in the Christian life simply by admitting that you're a sinner. You'll make progress in the Christian life by identifying and confessing particular sins. That's what he's talking about here. I found the counsel of C.H. Spurgeon to be really helpful here. Let me quote a paragraph from him. He says this, "The first advice I give you is this. Particularize your sins. Do not say, I am a sinner. It means nothing. Everybody says that. But say this, am I a liar? Am I a thief? Am I a drunkard? Have I had unchaste thoughts? Have I committed unclean acts? Have I in my soul often rebelled against God? Am I often angry without a cause? Have I a bad temper? Am I covetous? Do I love this world better than the world to come? Have I neglected prayer?" And then he concludes, if you put these specific questions to yourself, you will soon convince yourself that you really have sinned and that there are things that you need to confess, much more than if you just say in general, I'm a sinner. If we confess our sins. Now, we've just seen that sin hides in our hearts, verse 8, and it shows in our lives, verse 10, however disciplined, however godly, however mature we may be. Now, if that is the case, then surely confession to God of specific sins should be a regular part of our walking in fellowship with Him. This is part of what it looks like to walk in the light. So what was the last identifiable sin that you actually confessed to God? Is this part of the normal rhythm of your fellowship with God, of your pursuit of the Christian life? Because the closer we walk with God, the more conscious we're going to be of our own sins, and therefore the more confession is going to be part of our walk with God. And don't limit your confession, by the way, to things you have done. We've just seen from verse 8 that sin hides in the heart. And that means that it is appropriate to confess to God not only sins you've committed, but sins you've thought about committing or wanted to commit, even though you've not done them. Later in this letter, John writes these words in chapter 3 and verse 15. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. You read that and you try and take it in. He didn't say, if you hate your brother, you're like a murderer. He says, if you hate your brother, you are a murderer. And you remember that in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus Christ made very clear that God views hatred in the heart that no one else may actually know about, but just carrying hatred in your heart, that God views that as a kind of murder. And he views lust in the heart that nobody else may actually know very much or anything about. He views that as a kind of adultery. So confess the hidden sins of your heart as well as the open sins that show up in your life. And then there is this wonderful promise. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us. I want us just to take a moment to take the beauty and power of this promise into our own souls for it to do its own marvelous healing and nourishing work. What a marvelous promise this is, that whatever you have thought or said or done, God is ready to forgive you. And John tells us why. He gives us two reasons. You can be sure that God will forgive you. We keep coming back to how you can be sure, you see. You can be sure that God will forgive you first because God is faithful. God has promised that those who seek his forgiveness will find it. He has said, I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. That's the promise of God, and God is always faithful to his promise. I will remember their iniquity no more. If God can put your sin behind him, you can put your sin behind you too. The promise is beautifully and clearly stated right in this verse that's before us in the Bible today. If we confess our sins, God will forgive us our sins. And you can rest on this promise because God is faithful. But then John wants us to have not a single assurance, but a double assurance, and he gives us a second reason that we can be sure about the forgiveness of God. If we confess our sins, he's not only faithful, but he's also just to forgive us our sins. Why just? You know, you might expect this verse to say, if you were given just the first half of it and you were asked the question, how should the verse continue? I think I would say, if I was asked that question, well, it'll be, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and merciful to forgive us our sins. That's what I would expect. And that's wonderfully true, but it's not what John says. What he says here is the reason you can be sure that God will forgive you is that God is just. You think, why would he bring in the justice of God? Doesn't the justice of God tend in the direction of our condemnation rather than of our forgiveness? John brings in the justice of God here because the price of our sin has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he brings in justice here. We'll look at this more, God willing, next week. But let's take it in while we're here at the moment. The price has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ, and God does not reissue bills that have already been paid. Why? Because he's fundamentally just. I expect that some of you will have been paying property taxes this week. I was working on the sermon, and it was getting late on Friday night, and it suddenly occurred to me, property taxes are due. So time to break off, hop online, and get this dealt with. Now, I want you to suppose for a moment that someone who really loved you went online, pulled up the PIN number of your property, and paid the taxes that you owe. If the money due for your property had been paid, it would be fundamentally unjust for the same bill to be charged against your property again. God is just. And where the price of the sins of his people has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ, he does not charge them against us, and that therefore is why we can be absolutely sure of our forgiveness, not only because God is faithful, but also because he is just. That's our double assurance. The heart of the gospel is that Jesus has paid the debt that we owe. And that is why when we confess our sins, we can be absolutely sure that God will forgive us our sins. He's just. He will not charge again what has already been paid on our behalf.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Assurance Grows as You Confess Your Sins. And we're going to pause here, but we'll get back to the message in just a few moments, so hope you'll stay with us. Well, Open the Bible is available because of your generosity. Whether you listen on the radio, online, by podcasting the program, or through the app, it truly is your giving that makes it all possible. So thank you for supporting this ministry. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you a book that Pastor Colin has chosen. It's written by one of his favorite pastors and authors, Donald McLeod. It's a book called Faith Undaunted, Embracing Faith and Knowledge in a Post-Truth Era. Again, we'd love to send you a copy of this book as our way of saying thank you for financially supporting Open the Bible this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. And again, the website is openthebible.org. If you joined us a little bit late, we're in the book of 1 John chapter 1 as we continue the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
You can be sure that God is ready to forgive you because he has promised, and he's always faithful to his promise because he's just and because the price has already been paid. And then John has one more thing to say. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There are two observations on cleansing. The first, cleansing is never a one-time deal. Think about how often you wash your hands or your face. Think about how often you wash your clothes or your car. Cleansing is never a one-time deal. Things get dirty and they need to be cleansed often. So cleansing is rather like learning. It's lifelong. You will never get to a place where you are no longer in need of cleansing. This is John's point. If we say that we are without sin, we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. Cleansing is never a one-time deal. But here's the second thing that needs to be held alongside it. Cleansing makes a difference. Cleansing makes a difference. It really does. Now, think for a moment about cleansing a horribly infected wound. I mean, here is this wound. It's a great gash. And it's suppurating. Infection is just oozing out of it. And the more the infection spreads, the more powerful it becomes, the more debilitating it is. The wound needs treatment. So a nurse cleanses the wound and dresses it. The next day, she takes off the dressing and she looks at it again, and there's more infection. So she cleanses the wound again and she dresses it again. Day by day, she is treating this awful infected wound. The infection just keeps seeping out of it, but the nurse just keeps cleansing it and dressing it. And over time, the infection recedes. And one day, the nurse smiles. "This wound is healing nicely," she says. "It's drying up. The inflammation is coming down. It's looking clean." Now, do you see, cleansing happens progressively over time. And some of us will be thinking about battles with sin in which we've failed many, many times, and we just wish that it could be out of us altogether. But John's giving us this wonderful promise for our encouragement that confessing our sins, the blood of Jesus Christ really does cleanse us. Verse 7, it cleanses from all sin. Another way to say that is the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from sin of every kind. There is no kind of sin in the world from which the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cannot cleanse a person. This is the basis of Christian hope. So let me press this question to you. You believe, as a Christian, that God can forgive you, right? Do you believe that God can cleanse you? Do you believe that by His grace you can make progress against the sin that often besets you, that most discourages you? Do you believe that God can cleanse you? Someone says, "Oh, I really want to believe that, but how does it happen?" Well, you see what's being said here. The cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ gets applied to your life. How? As you walk in the light. That is verse 7. And as you confess your sins, that is verse 9. Here's the pattern of life. Maybe things that you bring before the Lord many times. There may be many times that the wound needs to be cleansed and dressed and cleansed and dressed and cleansed and dressed. But by God's grace, by the healing power of the blood of Christ, it will heal. It will be made clean. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your sins, and that is a major strategy by which you will make progress. Now let's very briefly, in this last moment, then put together what we have learned from these verses. Two things. First, people who walk in the light live with remaining sin. Take that in, and let's use the encouragement of this stark truth. And the encouragement is this, that your continuing battle with particular sins, impulses of your flesh, that does not mean that you are walking in darkness. The very fact that you're battling against this, the very fact that you so want to be free from it, that is evidence that you are in fact walking in the light. And if you are walking in the light, you have fellowship with God, you will find fellowship with others, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse you from every kind of sin, every kind of sin. And that is why people who walk in the light make progress as we confess our sins. In this life, it will never go so well with any of us that we are completely free from all sin, but by God's grace, progress is possible. We said last week, the most powerful thing in the world is not the sin with which we are all too familiar. The most powerful thing in the world is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses us from it. That's why there's hope. That's why there's hope. So confess your sins to God, receive His forgiveness, and trust the cleansing power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Assurance Grows as You Confess Your Sins. Really an encouraging look today at 1 John chapter 1, especially focusing on verse 9. And if you want to go back and listen to this message again, you can do that at our website. Come to openthebible.org. Our message is part of a larger series all about assurance. It's called How Can I Be Sure? And maybe you'd like to get a copy of this entire series on CD. Ask about that when you call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. It's your generosity that allows us to bring you Pastor Colin's teaching, whether it's on the radio, the app, or online, as well as all the other resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, as our way of saying thanks, we want to send you a book written by Donald MacLeod called Faith Undaunted. And Colin, what is this book about?
Well, it's in the title, Faith Undaunted. And the word undaunted, of course, is recognizing that we live at a time when there are many people who want to dismiss Christian faith absolutely. How could you possibly believe this? It's outdated and so forth. And I think sometimes Christians feel intimidated by the dismissive way in which people speak about Christian faith as if it was absolutely impossible. Donald MacLeod, who is a professor, a very, very brilliant man, makes the point very clearly that actually everyone has some sort of faith, whether it be an atheist, whether it be someone who is looking at science and is dismissing Christian faith. Everyone is drawing conclusions from certain data, and Christians are the same. Christians are drawing conclusions from evidence that is made available to us. And he makes this point very, very compellingly. And so I find that this is a book that I think will encourage Christians, give some courage, so that we are undaunted. There is reason for believing what you believe as a Christian. Don't let anybody intimidate you about your faith. Faith Undaunted will help you to have the courage of your convictions, and I think it was a really helpful and encouraging book.
Well, we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-673-6365. That might be easier to remember as 1-877-OPEN-365, or again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Fly Through the Bible is a short, simple, and shareable book that you can use with a friend, a neighbor, or a loved one who needs to know Jesus. It's also freely available online. Fly Through the Bible will introduce you to five people in the Old Testament, five events in the life of Jesus, and five gifts God gives to every believer. You could ask a friend to read Fly Through the Bible with you. The book has 15 chapters. You could read a chapter and meet together over coffee and discuss the questions. Fly Through the Bible is designed to help you open the Bible with others. It will give you a better grasp of the Bible story, and most of all, it will help you to grow in your love for Jesus Christ. For more information, visit openthebible.org/fly. That's openthebible.org/fly.